This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 21st. God's word to you today is the process. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 2, verse 22, and it says, "And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins." God is taking you through a process because what He has for you is much bigger than what you can ask, think, or imagine. Who you are becoming is far more important to God than what you are desiring. If we will yield, God wants to take us through a process so that we can be more like Jesus, so that when the wealth comes, it does not affect who you are. The sad reality for some people is that when they have money, they will oppress everybody. God is saying that heart, that thing that makes you want to oppress everybody, must first be removed. When God has removed it, then He can give you the wealth. With God, who you are becoming is far more important than what you are desiring. When we become who God wants us to be, we can access all that God has for us. We all need to get this. Where God wants you to be is that what you have in your bank account or what you do not have in your bank account does not affect how you carry yourself. How you carry yourself is strictly determined by who you are, a child of the living God, bought by the blood of Jesus, cleansed, filled with the Holy Spirit, walking with Jesus. That is what determines how you carry yourself. If the barometer of your happiness is the soup in your kitchen, then you are not there yet. You get an alert from your bank for a debit of 105 naira VAT charges. Your account moves into negative, meaning the bank is deducting from the money that is not even there yet. If that affects your mood on how you relate with people, it means you still need to grow in being more like Jesus. It means you need to know who you are. If all of a sudden you see that you have plenty zeros in your bank account and it affects how you carry yourself, it affects how you talk to your husband, it affects how you talk to your wife, and it affects how you relate with people, heaven will have to reduce it to an amount that you can manage. What I'm saying is this: God wants us to get to a point that whether you have $1 billion or not, it does not affect or change our behavior. When you're able to get to a point where what you have does not change your behavior for good or bad, you're becoming more like Jesus. For me to cheer up, when change seems distant, I have to start by embracing the big picture of what God wants to do with me. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.